What happens if a car is driving in the street and it hits a puddle and it splashes someone's clothes, dirties them? Or a similar shaila, a car is driving down the highway and there's another car behind it and it hits a stone and the wheel shoots it back and breaks the guy's windshield behind him. First we have to see what exactly happens when you're driving and the water shoots out and the stone shoots out, right? Is that called Adam HaMazik? What else might it be called?
Hey.
So let's see what the two choices might be. We know that the halacha is that if you throw something at someone, so that's Adam HaMazik. Like if you take a gun and shoot him, that's Adam HaMazik. So if you put something on top of the roof and the wind blows it down, so with the Ruach Metzuya, so that we say was Eish. Once it landed, so then that's called Bar. It's a Bar in Peshut Rabin. Right? So let's forget when it lands. So you have the two cases of, you know, punching someone in the nose and the case of putting something on the roof and having it fall, that's Eish. So you have your car, like you're putting your car in the place where they could shoot back. Right, is that Eish or is that Adam HaMazik?
So it's like fire.
I think it's more than fire. It's fire is you did something and then the wind, the normal currents, takes it over there. But over here, like we said last week, but we'll say it again this week, right now you are driving a car. There's no difference, like you said, there's no difference between driving a car and hitting a baseball bat and hitting a ball at someone. That's either kolchol, and there's a rule that there's koach kolchol versus chai for koach kolchol by an adam hamazik. Like I do something which causes something else, well not causes, in other words, my action then activates the next thing, like a baseball bat hits a ball, a person, that's called adam hamazik. So everyone agrees over here that we are dealing with adam hamazik. We're dealing with a car, you're holding the car, you're driving it, and it's not just between like hitting the bat like this, or you're in it and you're making it go out like that, right? So we're dealing with Adam HaMazik. The shaila now is, should we say Adam Muad Liolam, and say even though it's a normal thing, you can, there's no way of helping it, do we say Adam Muad Liolam? We start with the Gemara Bava Kama Mem Ches Amid Beis, starts at the bottom of Amid Aleph. It's Amar Rava Vitema Rafafa. Rava said, some say Rafafa said Shnehem Birshus. If there are two people walking in a certain place where they have permission to be, Rashi says there it's either in a Rishos HaRabim, it's a public domain, a Chatzar HaShotfin, they both own the courtyard, it's two people in an apartment house who both own the hallway, and they bump into each other. So they go into a third person's house, and that person gave them permission to be there. They go to a bowling alley, they go to a place where they have permission to be there. The owner of that place, there's three cases. They both have, the three examples of both having permission to be where they are. Oh, Shneim Shalobishos. Or they both don't have permission to be there. Or to be doing what they are doing. And Rashi says an example is, they're running down the street where people usually walk. Right? If you're running, you can't watch where you're going. And that's Shalobishos. A contemporary example would be they're speeding. Right? The other cars are going the safe speed and they're speeding. Okay? But they're both speeding. Shoshnei and Bershus, they're both going properly, they're both going improperly. I'll prove soon that speeding is an example of this. So he's Ziku Ze'ezeh. If they damaged each other, Rashi explains they damaged each other with their hands. Right? They did something actively to damage one another, so then they're chayavin, even though they're in the same boat. But if they actively damage someone, it's adam muad le'olam. Rashi says even if they didn't do it intentionally, they are chayav. Let me just finish. Who's kuzeh b'zeh? But if the damage occurred passively, they were damaged from one another, like they were sitting down and one tripped over the other one, right? So and the one that was sitting was okay, but the one that tripped over got damaged. So then they're pater. The Gemara then says, so you see from this, time of the Shneim Bereshus, Shneim Shlo Bereshus. The reason this halacha is true is because they are both in the same boat. they're both in the same situation. They each both were able either coming with permission or they were both coming without permission. But if one was coming with permission and one was coming without permission, meaning one was running and one wasn't running, let's use that as an example. So the one that was doing properly, who was going properly, he was walking, he was not speeding, he's pater. And the one that was going not properly, without proper precautions, he is chay. That's what the Gemara says. What? It means that they didn't actively damage each other, they were damaged by one another, meaning one guy had sat down and the other tripped over him and hurt himself.
But the guy,
he's sitting down. He's sitting down, and the guy tripped over him. He had permission to be there, or they both didn't have permission to be there. This is going to be the crux of the whole shiur. This difference between active and passive. This is the part that is going to come up a few times. This is going to be the real important part. Now, why is halacha so? So, first of all, it's a big machlokes. We're showing him how it works. Whether even Rashi's pshat is right. The Shulchan Aruch does pask in Rashi's pshat. On the second page of the handout, I have the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shinayin Chesiv Zayin. It paskins like Rashi. The Bir Agra says a different pshat. Now, a simple answer that the Sma gives is it's like mechila. If they're both there with permission and they damaged each other, or they were damaged by one another, so it's like they're mochlichot, if something will happen. In fact, there's a case, maybe we'll make a whole shiur out of this one time. The Rush has a shaila. Suppose there were two people who were wrestling. Like nowadays, they have wrestlers. They were wrestling to see who could beat the other one. Right? So, and one of them knocked the other to the ground and knocked out his eye. Right, so the Rush had the Shaila, is the person chayiv. So the Rush, Chris, he has a couple explanations. I'm not going to the case now because there's a lot of ramifications to it. But the one that's nogeya us is he says that it's similar to the case of two people running in a Rosh Hashanah, where we say if they were damaged by one another, they're potter. Right, so the reason is because it must be when they get into this boxing bout, they're willing to be mochli each other if one another gets hurt. So from this, they learn that that's the reason over here. Right, let's see the next Mishnah, maybe it'll be a little clearer. The Mishnah Baba Kama, Lama Bezam and Aleph says like this. I'm sorry, Shnayim Shahoyim Mahalchim Mishisarabim, there are two people walking in the Mishisarabim. Echad ratz ve'echad mahalach, the one was running and one was walking. Oshahayishneim ratzim, both were walking. Ve'iziku zez, and one damaged the other. Shnehem peturim, they're both pater. The first case is both were walking. The second case is one is walking, one is running. The third case is they were both running. And from that we say they're both pater. Now Rashi in the Daf Mem Ches asks that it contradicts what we just said. Right, we just said in Daf Mem Ches that if they're both doing the same thing, they're both in the same boat, they're both bershus, they're both doing the proper thing, meaning they're both walking, or they're both shalav bershus, they're both running, doing what they shouldn't be doing. We said then that there's a difference. If we said if they actively damage one another, they're chayiv, but if they were damaged passively, they're not chayiv, they're potter. So why is the Mishnah over here say, if Hiziku says Shnei and Peturim, if they were mazik each other, they're both pater? So Rashi says, you have to say, when it says Hiziku, it's lav dafka, don't translate it, they damage one another. It means that they damage each other passively. I mean, it's a big duffel shot, but that's what Rashi says. Tosfos says the same thing, because otherwise you have a contradiction between the sugya, the Mishnah, and the Gemara. The Gemara says, b'feirish, if they're both in the same position, they're both running, they're both walking, they're both through a show, so they're both not with permission, then it depends on whether the damage was active or passive. So that's what we have so far. So at this point we would say, let's go back to our case. Right, the guy's driving and the guy's walking. Right, does he have permission to be walking on the sidewalk? Right, why not? There's no, and does he have permission to be driving? Right. So it sounds like there's shneim bereshus. It sounds like they both have permission to do what they're doing. He's driving and he's walking. And halacha is, if the damage was direct, he's nevertheless chayiv. So the car, which we said is called adam lamazik, when it shoots out the water, it splashes the guy. So then he's going to be chayiv. That's what it seems, that's what we would say at this point. You have two cars driving down the highway, and the stone shoots the stone out to the one behind it. Should be chayiv. Okay, so that's what we would say at this point. But there's a Gemara, which is going to make it a little bit different. Now, you notice no one asked. The Mishnah said that middle case, Echad Ratz ve'Echad Mehalach. If one guy was running and one guy was walking, then they said they're also both Patur. Where did that come from? The one running doesn't have permission, and the one walking is doing fine. The Gemara says that Mishnah is not like Isi ben Yehuda, because Isi ben Yehuda said, Ratz, if the guy is running, if in case where one's running and one is walking, the rut is chayiv in the hu mishunda. If he's running, he's chayiv because he did the unusual thing. Right? So our Mishnah seems not to say that way. The Gemara says that the truth is we do paskin like that, because Isi agrees that if it was Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, that he's pater, because then he had permission to run, and that's the case our Mishnah could be talking about. But from this Gemara, we have two important halachas. The first is that in this case, if someone is running wrongly and the other guy is walking properly, so then the one running is chayiv, except, or then another case, we said, if it's Erev Shabbos, so then the Pashtip Shabbos, what do you think? So then he now has permission to run and everything's okay. I mean, that's, it'd be back to the case of both of them walking, or right? That's the simple way of learning it. So let's look at both these cases one at a time. Let's first talk about a case where one is running wrongly and the other is walking properly. So there we paskin, and this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Also, it's the second part of the second page in the handout. Shinoin chesiv ches haya echa ratz. One guy is running improperly. Ve'echa mahalach. The other guy is walking. And the guy walking got damaged, even though he got damaged memela by the guy running, he's chayiv, because he was running without permission. The Aruch HaShulchan learns from this that if someone was riding his wagon too fast down the road and the other guy was going normally, so that's a case of he's ruts the wrong way and he's going properly, and the one that was doing the improper thing will be chayiv. The Pisrei Choshen says the contemporary case would be if one person is speeding, right? He's not driving properly, he's speeding, and because of that he ends up making the water splash to the other guy, so then for sure, or makes the stone fly, so then for sure he'll be chayiv, right? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, right? If the nizik, if the one damaged did something wrong, so then he'd be pater. Right, that would be a nafkamina. Okay, but the Gemara concluded with this case of a guy running on Shabbos. Right, if he runs Erev Shabbos, if he's running Erev Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos, the Gemara is interesting. The Gemara says, what reshus do you have to be running Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, to Amar Achanina said, you say, bo yvinek say likras kala malkasa. You say l'chal dodi, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, it's quoted here in Baba Kama. They used to run out to the fields and say, "Let's greet the Shabbos queen." Vamila, some say the nusach is the kras Shabbos kala malkasa. It's nusaf svarin. They said that's what the nusach is, right? So we see there's an Indian era of Shabbos to run out to meet the Shabbos queen or king. Somehow the Girsa Rashi says hanakapani amelach. There's an Indian to run era of Shabbos bein hashmashos. So that's called Bereshus. The problem is, how does that fit? Right? We're saying Bereshus of Ipater. Right? But we just said, the Gemara Memchah says, even though they both are going with permission, even though they're both going with permission, they're both running, they're both walking. Right? They're both going with permission, they're both walking. We said, if you're Mazik the other guy, you're Chayiv. only if it happened mimeo you're patur. So what's this Gemara saying over here, that if you're running with permission, so then you're patur? How far does that go, and what's, how's that fit in with the Gemara? The Chavis Yair had a shayla like this. The Chavis Yair said, suppose someone's running to Kiddush Levana. I said, that might as well happen. A guy was running to Kiddush Levana and he knocked into someone something and broke it. So they wanted to bring a raya from here that, you see, if you're running to Erev Shabbos, it's a mitzvah. So it's pater. So same thing, you're running to Kiddush Levana, it's pater. So the Chavis Yair says, it's no raya from there. Because Erev Shabbos, the last few minutes, you are running to Metro, you forgot to get this, you forgot to get that, I don't know what does with the Gemara, the Chavis Yair says, you're running and you're in such a hurry. So it's not only that it's you have permission to run then, it's that you're mamish in a hurry and things are crazy. Erev Shabbos, the last few minutes. But Kiddush Levana, he says, same thing, if you're running to go to shul, it's a big mitzvah to run to go to shul. But if you'll be mazik someone driving to go to shul, like you're speeding to get there in time, so that's not the same. It's not the same rishus that you have to run to be mekabel Shabbos. Not even agrees with the Chavis Yair. They bring a shita. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a shita that says that. The Chosh Naron of Aaron Valkin brings a shita that says that it's a kolshkein. The Gemara means a kolshkein. That certainly, if you're going to Metro at 12, 1, 2, you're preparing for Shabbos, so then you're pater because you did a birushos. But you might think the last few minutes before Shabbos starts, you're not doing anything for Shabbos. What are you doing? So the Gemara says you're still doing something because there's an Indian running out to be mekabel Shabbos. But anything you're doing for a mitzvah would be okay according to the Chosh Naron, and therefore he disagrees with the Chavis Yoyd. Aruch HaShulchan learns also that if it'd be something for bikuch nefesh, you're going to save someone, and on the way you damage someone, he brings a rod from here that you'd be pater. Okay, but so it's not so simple what the case is. Okay, so that's the kasha that yes, that's the real kasha that yes. How was it interesting this case when you're doing a mitzvah and then the menorah? So Rabbi Spitz gives this answer between those two. I just wanted to leave that aside to try to make it less complicated. Okay, so Rabbi Spitz says that when the Chachamim said that you could run on Erev Shabbos, what were they saying? Running is generally something that's dangerous. It's something that could very well damage someone, right? It ups the stakes of what could be safe. And if the Chachamim said that you could nevertheless do it on Erev Shabbos, so they were saying that it's okay to do it even with the risk that it might end up damaging someone. That's included in what they said, that it's permitted to run Erev Shabbos. So even though if both people are walking and they damage each other directly, so then we said that they're chayiv, it's adam hamazik, it's only if it was passively their pater. But over here where the Chacham said run, they said do this thing and you're doing it because they said to, so that's why the person will be pater. The case of the menorah, they didn't say you could put it there, but he says there you should watch it, you should stand there and watch it. Here where they said to run, there's nothing you could do. Running inherently ends up causing in the case of the menorah you're chayiv there, because there you should have watched it. That's the stira. Over there you're chayiv because you should have watched it. Over here he says there's nothing you can do. You're running, it's automatically raising the danger level here, even though it's active. So he says that's included in what they said. So he takes that a step further and he says that when the city sets a speed limit of 25 miles per hour, they're saying that it's mutter for you to drive 25 miles per hour, even though they know when you drive 25 miles per hour you're bound to splash people along the side or hit six stones 60 miles an hour on the highway. So included in that speed limit, which says it's mutter to drive that speed, it's not only that you're both going with permission, it's that they specifically said drive that speed which could cause damage. And because of that, he says, the guy will be pater. Ayat's the fetish. First of all, we saw even...
as you increase the speed, level of risk goes up.
Yeah, but he's saying it's more than that. And when you're both walking, it's also a same level of risk. But here he's saying included in that heter is also a heter that you'll be pater from damaging. I mean, that's a big fetish. As we just saw that you know, the whole thing of running is driving the speed limit more of a mitzvah than running to Kiddush Levana, where we say it doesn't apply, or, you know, or going to shul on time, going the speed limit, is that level of heter that they said that you putter from Hezek? But he says Lamaisa, the guy will be putter unless he was going the wrong speed. Then it's shalav b'shus. Then he doesn't have a shus to go to speed. Or if he did it on pisod and he saw that what was going to happen, then he wouldn't have permission. Rabbi Blau disagrees with that. He doesn't bring him. He just on his own says that, how do you answer this contradiction between the case of running for Erev Shabbos and people walking together regular? So he brings the Chavos Yoyer. The Chavos Yoyer says the case when it says that if you're running Erev Shabbos, you're putter, that's talking only where it was Huskah, not when you were Mazik B'Yodayim. That case also, the Gemara was not being matter anything more. The Gemara just meant over there that if you're running Erev Shabbos, you have permission, so now you're both there with permission. So you're both there with permission. The same rule we said before will apply. If they mazik each other.
What's the chiddush?
The chiddush is that you have permission to run Erev Shabbos. Right?
And with the risk of being responsible.
With the risk of being responsible, like any other time, unless it was Huskah, then you'll be Pater.
Right?
Because Rashi said the whole mission was talking about Huskah, was talking passively. And we said if it's Echad Ratz ve'Echad Mahalich, they're both Pater. So we said, because it's talking on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashes, and they're both talking B'Rishus, which Rashi says is only Pater when they were Huskah. So wrapping up, the halachas are, if they both have permission to be there equally, and he's walking properly and he's driving properly, so it's not so simple to wrap up. It's this machlok is between Rabbi Blau and Rabbi Schwitz. The pashut thing we would say is they both have permission to be there. There should be no difference between two people walking. If they damaged actively, they should be chayiv. If they damaged passively, they should be pater, whether it damaged his clothes or whether it was a windshield. But even according to Rabbi Blau, if one guy was doing something wrong, one guy was speeding, which certainly if that caused the damage, the speeding, and maybe even if not, but if his speeding caused the windshield to break, or if the guy behind was speeding and because of that the stone hit him, certainly the guy in front could say, if you hadn't been speeding, the stone wouldn't have hit. You proved to me that it would have, that I should be chayiv, right? He did something wrong. So if one of them was shelo b'shus, so then the one b'shus would be pater. Rabbi Spitz is mechadesh that if you were driving b'shus, part of the license to drive is equivalent to the license to run on Erev Shabbos, which inherent in that license, whatever you're allowed to do, gives an exemption from any damages that might happen from your actions. So that would be the two ways of looking at it. But the simple, certainly the Eitzah is, if you see what's happening, they all agree. If you see a puddle there and you see a guy walking and you can stop without causing an accident, slow down without causing an accident, you're mechuyev to. If you didn't, and you could have, so then everyone agrees that you're chayiv. We're talking where it was unavoidable, there's nothing you could do, so there it might be a shayla. According to Rabbi Shmuel Bipater, according to Rabbi Blau, you're still chayiv, adam u'ul li'olam, you're responsible for your actions, even though there was nothing you could do about it, even by an honest, we say.